Trans rights are becoming more mainstream in cities, but what about rural areas? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Samantha Rosenthal, associate professor of history at Roanoke College, finds out.
When I moved to Appalachia, I didn't know what I would find. As a trans woman who researches and writes about transgender people, I wanted to know, what is the history of trans people here? Do trans histories exist? Not just in New York and San Francisco, but in forgotten places like Southwest Virginia. Then I met Carolyn. She grew up in rural West Virginia in the 50s and 60s. She says, I always been Carolyn from 5 all the way up to 67, but I always know the way I was. At 21, she moved to Roanoke where she began performing on stages and working downtown as a sex worker. She was the first Black queen to win a major pageant here in 1975. When we interviewed her 43 years later, she said, transgender wasn't a thing back then, but if it was, she would have been it. And there was Rhoda, a white woman. She grew up in Roanoke in the 1950s. While at college, Rhoda underwent a battery of psychological tests, and a doctor ultimately prescribed her with estrogen and progestin. By the time she took the stage in Roanoke in 1977, she had visible breasts. She changed her legal ID. She was preparing to marry a man. I'm a transsexual, a woman, she said. Ever since I can remember, that's the way I've felt. These days, activists sometimes chant, trans people exist. It's a fact supported by history, not just in big cities, but in small ones and towns across America, where transgender history is a story just waiting to be told.
That was Samantha Rosenthal of Roanoke College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.